on Straight FM's Food and Drink Show, I have come somewhere which you may know, you may have been past, you may have even been into if you drive along the A65. I have come along to the Brasserie at the Courtyard. I'm here with Richard Wright. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
Now, we are currently sat upstairs in the Brasserie. I've been checking out what's on the menu. It all looks very delicious. But just describe to us in a bit more detail whereabouts you are if people are thinking, I recognise the Courtyard, but I can't quite picture where it is.
Well, just one of those places that people tend to drive past quite a lot, and they'll drop in once every so often to see us. So we're on the A65 just outside Settle, in between sort of Skipton and Kirby Lonsdale. So we're kind of perfect place between Yorkshire and Cumbria Lake Districts to stop off and meet up with family and things, really.
So let's talk a little bit about the Brasserie then. How long have you been going, and what kind of an ethos do you have here?
So the Brasserie as a whole has been going 6 years now as a Courtyard complex. I've had it for just over 3.5 years now, and we're trying to be local. We're not too pretentious. We're not offering like really high-end food. We do good local traditional food with a bit of a twist sometimes. We use as much local produce as we possibly can. All the menus are constantly changing so that we work within the seasons and don't import things from the other side of the world unnecessarily.
Any autumnal highlights, any dishes on the menu at the moment that are really spot on at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, autumn's the best time for food, so today I've just been roasting some beetroot off some of the specials. We've got a salmon dish which is really popular at the moment, which is stained with beetroot, so it comes out really dark pink. That's with Savoy cabbage and new potatoes. It's all really, really good earthy autumnal flavours on at the moment.
There's also something you do that is on your blackboard over there, where if people have grown their own produce, which a lot of people do around here, around this part of Yorkshire, they can bring it in and exchange it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just something to... If you've got an allotment, then you tend to end up with a lot of excess produce, and people get bored of, especially if you get an excess of red currants or something one year, there's only so much jam you can make yourself.
Yeah.
So we like to do this thing where you can bring it in and basically grow your own lunch. So you bring in whatever excess produce you have, and then we'll swap it for vouchers, and you can then spend that within the Brasserie on lunch or an afternoon tea or whatever you feel like spending it on, really.
That is such a good idea. What have you had a lot of over the summer or in the near future?
So we had a lot of rhubarb at the start of the year. We've actually only just ended up using up the last of the rhubarb jam that we made. We had that much of it, but we never say no to it. We can always use it for things. We've had a lot of black currants and red currants this year. The hot summer seems to have been really good for the berries this year. So we tend to get a lot of cooking apples at this time of year. So we'll put a crumble on and might make an apple jelly up as well. So yeah, it's just lots of fruits and things that people tend to grow and get an abundance of.
I've seen plenty of jars of stuff for sale as well, like chutneys and jams and mincemeat. Is that something that people can buy and take with them?
Yeah, so at the moment, obviously, we're coming up to Christmas. We've just made a big batch of mincemeat, so we've put that on the bar so that people can sell it, because last year when we made it, everyone was raving about the mince pies, so we just thought this year we'll make some mincemeat up so that people can take them away. We've got some Christmas puddings as well ready to go so that people don't have to worry about buying big supermarket Christmas puddings. They can get our made-in-house Christmas pudding.
Now, most people can't live on mince pies and mince pies alone over Christmas. A lot of people will need some kind of a banquet or some kind of table of food. You have got something that's I haven't heard of before, actually, a really, really good way, particularly for people who aren't very good at making gravy, like myself. You have some offers on for Christmas time.
Yeah, so we thought this year we'd give a helping hand for people at home rather than open up the restaurant on Christmas Day so the staff can spend time with their families over Christmas. We thought we'd do this thing where you can pre-order your Christmas dinner, so even if you just need help with your gravy, it'll be on our Facebook page, on our website, within the next week or so, and you can go on there, you can pre-order just a litre of gravy, or you can pre-order everything. So if you had a family of four, we could do 3 canapés per person, we can prep all of your veg, we can do your roast potatoes, we can do your gravy, we can do your stuffing, we can do your chipolatas, and we can do your Christmas pudding and some mince pies, all for about £58.50 for a family of four. And all you've got to do is come along Christmas Eve, pick it up, it's all ready to go, so there's no prep involved in your Christmas Day lunch at all. We've got everything ready for you to just take home, put in the oven on Christmas Day and relax. It just helps with the family time at Christmas, really.
If they want to order that, it is pre-order. So is your Facebook page the best place to do that?
Yeah, the best way to get hold of us would be the Facebook page. In next week or so, I'll have a big advert up for it so people can have a look and see what we've got on there. and yeah, just go on there, get in contact with us and get it ordered.
Search the Brasserie in the Courtyard on Facebook and people can get pre-ordering. People come to the courtyard and come up to the brasserie then. There are a few other places within this complex as well. As you described earlier, it's a destination. So what else can people expect if they stop by here on the A65?
So we're all independent businesses here. They're all the owners kind of work on site. So we've got a beautician's that's only just opened. Carol's there quite often. She seems to be busy all the time at the moment, but we do a tie-in with her where you can have a treatment and an afternoon tea for £50.
Ooh.
That's really popular at the moment. We're doing quite a lot of those. We've got Abraham Moons, who are they do Yorkshire tweed. That's been here since they opened, and that's always popular. That's a big, big name. Lots of people know Abraham Moons. We've got a farm shop that's just opened, and Andy, who's got that, is putting in some chickens and things in the field next door so that people can come and have a look around, see where the eggs are coming from. And then underneath, there's directly underneath the brasserie, we've got Dale's Bread, who make their own furniture. So they make bespoke, they do interior designs and things. They made all of our chairs, so these, the chairs that everyone's always looking at and raving about up here, they can actually go downstairs and buy the chairs from them directly downstairs. So we tie in as much as we can with all the other businesses, and we work well as a complex. Mm. But being independent businesses, we can kind of offer expert knowledge on our own little things, really.
Yeah, it's not really much you can't get here, actually, now I've listed it all. If people want to come along and experience the brasserie here at the courtyard or any of the other businesses that are within this little complex, we said a little bit earlier, where can we find you? But just to remind us where you are and how people can get in touch.
So we're on the A65, just outside Settle, and actually to make it a lot easier, at the moment we're having some electrical car charging points put into the car parks.
Oh, very modern.
Yeah, well, we thought there's nowhere else on the A65, so it kind of ties anyone that's got an electric car, it means that they can access the Lake Districts with their electric car. Oh. So they're actually working on those at the moment, should be in within a month, I would have thought.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, no, it's good. But if people want to find us, the website is brasserieinthecourtyard.co.uk, and we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, on Instagram. It's all Brasserie in the Courtyard. We're kind of active on that all the time, so if people want to ask us questions or just find out more about us, that's probably the best place to go, really.
Okay, and I do know that you do venue hire as well, so if someone wants a party in the evening or something, you are available for that. Richard, thank you so much for having me, and have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.